takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, you're listening to the WAGS radio station, and we're going to be playing a tune for you, and I believe by special request. This one is called University.
Hang on, time.
What?
The WAGS radio station?
I don't know.
WWAG? No, it's the WAGS Imaginary Radio Show, Bri. Do it again. Do it right.
I'm looking for the song. I'm stalling. Let me play one I have queued up. How about that?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Station here. I'm Brian O. And I'm
Imaginary gonna play... Radio Show. What is wrong with you? Imaginary Radio Station.
Wow, I laughed out loud.
What the hell is wrong with you? Let me do it. You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. This is a mystery song, and if Brian plays it, I'll hit the post. Go ahead, play it, and I'll hit the post. Unless it starts with words.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Station, Channel 12, on WWWAG, Imaginary Radio Show, music radio show.
You.
when I was probably a couple of years ago, and I was working right down the street at the Wawa next to me. I was pumping gas. I decided that at the time I didn't have a car because I had wrecked mine, unfortunately. So I decided out of things I had in my garage, I was going to build myself something where I could get to work. And what I ended up building was a kind of moped. I mean, it was a bicycle, but I mean, it worked great. And I figured that it got about, because I did the calculations, it held 2 gallons of gas and it got 112 miles to the gallon. If I can get something that gets 112 miles to the gallon in my backyard, engineers should be, you know, who like work on that kind of stuff for a living, should be able to build something that gets better than, like, you know.
That's good. Put that out there in the mainstream. Somebody's going to shoot you.
That's exactly the problem. Somebody is going to shoot him.
Chihuahua.
I just have to say this on a side note. Please don't shoot Chuck because we just got him.
Yeah, not for nothing, but take your 112 miles to the gallon gas station engine, and can you keep it silent, please? Because I can't get my guitar shot, and I got to find another one that doesn't know anything about gas ratios. Prerequisite to being a guitarist in the band. Must play guitar. Knows nothing of gas ratios.
I built that thing out of a weed whacker engine and a bicycle.
Your new name is MacGyver.
It was really cool, though, and it got up to 24 miles an hour, was the fastest it could go, but that's pretty fast on a bicycle.
Oh, my God, he's inventing bicycles. This is great.
I'm into all sorts of stuff. Yeah,
I guess so.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
desire. This tortured soul knows not of peace, nor the strength to carry on.
I had to do one of the most embarrassing returns I ever had to do in my life at Lowe's.
Did you say it that way when you went there? Returns? Say it again.
Returns. What?
That's better. That's better.
Nice. Anyway, we had some work done at our house, and we had a toilet bowl installed, and the toilet seat itself was all scratched up, like pretty deep scratches on it. And I could let it go, but it was brand new. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just write to the company. And the contractor himself said that it came in that way. So he said, why don't you just go to Lowe's and exchange it? So I figured, all right, well, what's it going to be? You know, take a screw off and, you know, bring the seat to Lowe's. It's embarrassing or whatever. But no. It's not just the top seat. It's all one piece, like the part that you sit on and the lid. So I had to bring the whole thing in.
Yeah, but you're bringing it in a box. What are you wearing around your head?
No, here's the thing. I don't have the box.
so you just had to walk in with...
I didn't even have the receipt. It was really bad. So I got in there, and I was holding the toilet seat, and the woman's like, well, you got to go back to the toilet department. So I went to the toilet department. Fortunately, I found, like, a young kid worker, and I'm like, dude, you got to help me. Like, the seat is... all scratched up. I want a new one. So, of course, he had to go and get the forklift and get the toilet down from like the top shelf. And fortunately, I had no problems.
He should have got on the mic. Toilet seat replacement, aisle 7. Brian O from the WAG.
Yeah. No.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
During the song break, Larry said he's more worried about plastic bottles, rubber tires, and oil spills, which leads me into one of my topics, which is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And I apologize if there's noise in the background. Let me know if anybody hears it. It's my radiator going crazy. anywho, there are swirling...
Yeah,
you know, the way
I hear it.
You do hear it? Is it bad?
It's just a little hiss in the Chitter background.
It's like AM radio. Don't worry about it. It's fine. All right, anywho. So, you know, the way that water moves and things like that, you know, with currents and things like that, the there are certain sections of every ocean that things accumulate and accumulate. And there's a Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which I would assume is in the Pacific, and it's like the size of, like, it's bigger than Texas. Swirling masses of junk larger than the state of New Mexico. But you can't see it, because the first thing I did is say, you got to be kidding me. There's just, you know, because of the way the currents are, anything that you throw in the water is going to wind up there. So, you know, it's like a big Sanford and Son patch in the middle of the Pacific. And I said, well, that's pretty cool. Let me go on Google Maps and look at it. But you can't see it because a lot of it is like particles and things like that that kind of float below the surface, so you can't see it. But there's got to be – the interesting thing to me is that there's got to be, like, debris. So you can boat through it, and once you boat through it, I mean, you should be able to – like, if somebody threw a message in a bottle, that's where all the messages in a bottles are. They're all there. That, to me, is just like, I want to go there. I want to do that.
You want to see the swirling garbage patch?
No, I do. I want to boat through it and pick up all the bottles. Every message in a bottle that didn't hit a shore has got to be there.
That would be cool, finding a message in a bottle, even if it was just from somebody who wasn't necessarily stranded. It'd be cool just to find a message in a bottle.
I think it would be great. But that's where they are. That has to be where they are. I mean, it is what it is. If all that junk goes in there and the seas are pushing it there, that's where all the bottles are.
Where is this again, Bri?
It's all over the place. They have them. There's a North Pacific one, a South Pacific one, all in there's five major oceanic. They're called gyres. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, but they're all over the place. So wherever the way the water moves and things like that, everything circles around into this one little patch. And they have them in different oceans, but there's one in the Pacific, which I guess is, you know, I guess because it's near to America, it gets a little more attention here. But can somebody go and get the bottles? I'm just going to go there with one of those, you know, I'm cleaning my pool nets, and I want to fish out all the bottles.
I guess you just want more people to write into the show. Is that what you're saying?
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.